It's not even the tablet. It was the Paperwhite. The Paperwhite read only.
It's the tiniest Kindle. It's the 4-inch Kindle.
It's not even a tablet. It's just it's the Paperwhite. It
My Kindle
words.
Is the size of Big Fatty's penis. It's so small.
That made no sense.
Unlike his balls. Wow.
Right, yeah. Hello, bulge in the crotch. What? Bulge in the crotch. I saw that. Yeah, wow.
Essentially, my 4-inch Kindle caused an international incident at the airport.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Essentially, Big Fatty's 4-inch penis caused an international incident at the airport.
Unlike his balls.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 476 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 20th of
Pray, September
2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you all about the weekend, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
A cheery good morning to you, Big Fatty.
Good morning. Liveronas, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, kind of catching up today, because of yesterday's broadcast of the first of three parts of Big Fatty's Rosh Hashanah weekend over there at the Pride 48. Second part will be next to, I say, Tuesday, and the third part will be Thursday of next week. So stay tuned, as they say. Y'all wishing us a good morning today. Y'all, that was Holly. Y'all, by the way, y'all starting the second round of playing the good morning. So y'all, it's a good time to get a new one in if you haven't done one, or if you hadn't done one in a while. But after Holly, y'all, that was Brendan. You know, he was our big D lurker this year. Over there in the UCK. Yes, Big Fatty already unsubscribed. And y'all, then that last voice, y'all, it was Olive. It was Olive. And y'all, it hit Big Fatty right to play Olive's voice today. Y'all, it just it made it a cheery good morning. Yes, Big Fatty.
Wake up, sunshine. Share this baby.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear, to see y'all today. Today, the 20th of September. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, anniversariums. Y'all, the first, y'all, and I know you're going to think that I'm, they're double dipping. Y'all, they observe their anniversarium on Labor Day, but y'all, the actual anniversarium is today. Y'all, they're out there in the Mile High City of Denver. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's Harley and Sarge. Big Fatty, we love Harley and Sarge. And y'all, then our next anniversarium, y'all, together again after a 2-year absence. Y'all, today is the anniversarium of the official marriage of Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And y'all, they are back together again, celebrating. And yes, Big Fatty, and watching you do the executor stuff. Yes, they are. So y'all, wish Harley and Sarge happy anniversarium.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary!
All right, knock it off!
Now, y'all, last time I talked about the weekend was Sunday when I recorded the Monday little show. So, y'all, I had gotten through for right, you know, picked up Ruby Red. Y'all, by the way, Ruby Red running like a charm and took my cart back to the coos. And then we had Friday at Fatty's. And y'all, then on Saturday... I'm trying to think, y'all, by the way, the weather, we had some rain, we had the rain come down on Sunday, and we may have even started on Saturday. Y'all, we got over 3 inches of rain, according to the rain gauge at the back of the villa. And y'all, I'm just going to tell you, rain comes down, but y'all, it brought in a cool front. And, y'all, it has just been lovely. But, on Saturday afternoon, did the LFC with old Veda from out there in the Lost Wages, that Daniel Biba. He was in the control room, running the little show for us, and it was nice to see, Daniel, and y'all, Veda had a special surprise guest for Big Fatty. Y'all, it was the, number one fan of the BFO for 2013. Y'all, do you remember who that was? No, Big Fatty. Y'all, it was the Glavitas. Big Fatty, we love the Glavitas. Or was he cleaning the pool at the hotel? No, he's a cabana boy. He doesn't clean the pool. Oh, never mind. But y'all, it was good to see the Glavitas. And y'all, they were both out there for the Hemisexual Rojo. And y'all, it was a lovely show. Misery's Lauren called in to the little show, and she knew we would be desperate for content. Big Fatty, that's every week. Well, it's true. y'all, it was a fun show, and then we handed it off to Cricket Hat and Daniel Bieber to do the Pride 48 cock cocktail party, and I think old Cricket Hat said, "This is hard. I'm not gonna ever do this again. Burke Hardy used to do this." And so, yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, Saturday evening, Durwood and I, you know, we had bought the season tickets to the North Charleston Pops series. And y'all, on Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. in the evening, y'all, it was the first concert, and y'all, it was entitled "It's Magic," Joan Ellison Swings in High Fidelity, y'all, it was first of all, we have great seats, and. It was kind of a sparse crowd, that's okay. y'all, the concert was just wonderful. The lady, Joan Ellison, she looks a little bit like Judy Garland. You know, she had those ruby red shoes. Big Fatty, aren't those called tires? No, well, on Ruby Red, they're called tires, but the ruby red shoes were from the trip down the yellow brick road. Big Fatty, is that the brick road that Stinkpot likes to travel on? Well, he probably. But, what she would do is she would give a little background. Mr. Peabody and Sherman, you know, we'd go back in time.
Hello there, Peabody here. Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
What famous date shall I set it to today, Mr. Peabody?
Pray, Septom.
Well, y'all, she would take us back to when these songs were first released, and she'd tell us about the orchestrations and little tidbits and factoids about the singers and all. But y'all, and then she would take a break, and then the Pops Orchestra would play some interlude kind of things. And y'all, it was nice because, you know, unlike the Best of Broadway, when we walked in, the orchestra was all there tuning up, and it was fun just to watch that and enjoy that. And y'all, of course, the evening started out the maestro whose name is, let me see, Nick Palma. Y'all, he looks kind of like a young Lawrence Welk in the face, and had on a, you know, kind of a robin egg blue shimmery coat. It wasn't sequins or anything, but just shimmery. And y'all, he was just, he had a nice voice, and he was a great host. And y'all, of course, the event started off with the Star Spangled Banner. Oh yes, Big Fatty, did you remove your hat and sing along? I did not sing along. And I was not wearing my orange hat, but there were people singing, as one might expect. And but y'all, then we had some George Gershwin. Y'all, we had arrangements by Conrad Salinger and Nelson Riddle and Johnny Green and Paul Weston, different Irving Berlin songs, and Arthur Schwartz and Dorothy Fields and George and Ira Gershwin, and just y'all, it was just lovely, and many more. And she sang some Richard Rodgers and Hart, and Edie Gourmet. She sang something by that she used to sing. And y'all, it was just lovely. It was just lovely. And both Durwood and I thought we are both convinced that we made the right choice. And y'all, right before or right after the interlude, Big Fatty, did they sell ice cream in the aisles? No. But they did serve wine at the concessionaire. And yes, Big Fatty. And so, but y'all, they did a t-shirt toss. And it was you know, they threw six different t-shirts. They brought the trombone section out to do it. I don't know why the trombone section was the best for throwing the t-shirts. But y'all, one of them was thrown right at Big Fatty. I caught it. Couldn't believe it. Y'all, it is a double extra large. Big Fatty, that's too bad. It's that small. You could have sent it to the old gal. Well, anyway, or a Crooked Hat. Anyway, I caught the t-shirt. That's kind of exciting, especially to be sitting at a concert and something come flying at your face. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was an older crowd, and that's fine. But anyway, got home, and I listened to some of the new shows and watched some sports ball. And then on Sunday, y'all got up. I caught part of the enormous little show. Y'all, I don't know if DJ Ron is going to be a permanent fixture there, but I like what he adds to the mix. Yes, Big Fatty. What does he add to the mix? Well, a different voice. Yes, Big Fatty. Then Sunday afternoon, y'all, I don't remember what all I did Sunday afternoon. But I did it. Y'all, I know what I did. Y'all, I was working on some of Olive's paperwork stuff and all, because I gotta send information to the beneficiaries regarding an IRA he had and some investments he had that the beneficiaries were listed as pay on death. So that doesn't come into the estate, but I'm working with the investment guy to get that information to the beneficiaries. And y'all listen to the closing show. Y'all, I was listening to the closing show, and y'all, that Daniel Biba, and you know, they were thanking everybody and all this kind of stuff at the end of the thing, and that Daniel Biba and Crooked Head, y'all, they started thanking me, and I'm like, "What? Why are you thanking me? All I did was do my little show." And y'all, it was just kindness, and they were just thanking Big Fatty for all the different things he had done for Pride 48, both the in person and stuff like that. And y'all, it was just kind, and I truly appreciated it. And that's kind of what it's all about. You know, it doesn't hurt to be anything but kind to people. And y'all, by the way, I listen, but you know, I pulled those clips from the show prior to the 20 minutes of silence, and then on that next Thursday you'll hear a clip from after the Monday after the 20 minutes of silence. Y'all, Big Fatty had a foul mouth back then. Big Fatty is not so great now either. You're just vulgar at times. Well, I probably am. But anyway, things change and people mellow and y'all, then on Monday, I can't say that there was anything of specific interest. I did have to go and sign some paperwork at the estate lawyer, and just piddled around and did some things here at the villa. And Tuesday, as I'm recording this, Hortensia has just left. Y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely having Hortensia come by. Yes, Big Betty. And as soon as she left, you hung up the dirty, nasty homosexual pictures. Well, I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable. And y'all, the nipple walks have just been fantastic. Y'all went to the Sam's Club on Tuesday afternoon, picked up some things that I've needed for a while, and then the Nip and I are heading over to have Tuesday night supper with the ladies. We're not going to Shady Pines. We're going to a restaurant, and I'll tell you about that tomorrow. Oh dear God, see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, Big Fatty will be heading to the Bonzies. Y'all get Ruby Red washed. Who knows what else might pop up. Big Fatty, maybe a gentleman caller or three? Well, I'd be okay with that. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at that Blime Time. You know, that's Mr. Cackle and Dean and Winerag. And Mr. Cackle, just out of curiosity, when you were listening to Big Fatty's little shows over the weekend, what kept running through your mind about Big Fatty?
Essentially, Big Fatty's 4-inch penis caused an international incident at the airport.
Unlike his balls.
Oh, no, his balls caused an incident in the galaxy.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331.
Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.